children. What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on family matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids. Kids of any age. They could be married, they could be single, they could be young, they could be older. Whatever any family needs to deal with, mental health issues, addictions, in-school issues, please call our Mask confidential helpline and we can try and connect you to the right people, the right therapist, the right schools, right yeshivas, right inpatient or outpatient programs, detox, whatever mental health or addiction issues, just call Mask so we can try and be there for you. Our number, write it down for some, maybe for yourself, someone you sit next to in shul, a neighbor, a loved one, a relative. Our number is 718-758-0400. It is confidential from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. So, it, besides Shabbos, of course, we are open and we're here for you to answer your questions and give you the referrals or tell you about our support groups. Today, we have with us a very, very wonderful program that's called Recovery at Crossroads. And I would like to welcome the clinical director, Mr. Shalom Augenbaum, who has an LCSW and a KSEC. I would like to welcome you. Thank you for being on our show tonight.
Thank you, Rahama. Good evening. Before I begin, I just would like to personally thank you, Rahama, and your organization, wonderful organization of MASC. Listening to you introduce the program, the organization, as the first step in terms of getting treatment is wonderful, wonderful work. And clinically speaking, we know that the research actually says that treatment actually begins with the first phone call, and relief, catharsis, therapeutic work actually begins to happen from that first phone call. So in addition to offering a wonderful opportunity for people who are struggling out there, you're also, in a certain sense, providing them with help and taking the first step in the forms of recovery from addiction or other types of struggles. So kudos to you and your organization.
Thank you. So is it okay? Do you want me to call you Shalom? Is that all right? I know that that's what
Absolutely.
Your staff calls you.
Yes, please.
So, Shalom, I want my listeners to have an idea what where Recovery at Crossroads is located. Who are you? Where are you? And what are the ages that you service? Can you tell us about your program? I know it's 5 years that you Crossroads is open, providing excellent in behavioral addiction issues. I would like you to talk about your program for my listeners, please.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So Recovery at the Crossroads, we're located in Turnersville, New Jersey, which is somewhere near Atlantic City. We're in a remote area. And like you correctly pointed out, we are a drug and alcohol rehabilitation center that offers care to all levels of people seeking recovery from drugs or alcohol. So that includes outpatient, includes IOP, intensive outpatient, includes partial hospitalization. And the program that I would like to especially highlight in today's interview is the idea of our Sober Living House, which speaks directly to the Jewish community. Our sober living house essentially mimics an inpatient type of setting, whereby someone who comes, who's struggling with either addiction to drugs or alcohol, have the opportunity to be in a 24-hour day controlled environment overseen by clinical staff, so that they have the best opportunity in terms of regaining abstinence and then learning the appropriate skills to go back into daily living and reintegrating into society. But what's special about Recovery at the Crossroads is that our sober living house is a GLAT kosher facility. In fact, we bill ourselves as Jewish recovery, or kosher recovery, actually, in that the sober living only has kosher, GLAT kosher food. We have a frum chef that provides delicious meals for all of our clientele. We adhere to all the Jewish holidays. We make it so that someone that comes in from the community, or someone who's not from the community, but they have some sort of a Jewish identity, they feel a sense of, I don't know how to describe it, other than a certain type of familiarity, safety, and security, in that they're in an environment that speaks directly to the core of who they are, regardless of how or what their affiliation is with their, with their cultural identity. So we offer treatment for adults only. That's from 18 years and above. Our population is typically, that we see over here, is typically between, I would say, the ages of 19 to about 27. That's typically the window of people that we see. Although we have several patients who in their 50s, we had a member here who was in his 60s. So it varies, but I would say our core group is within that window between 19 and about 25, 26. In terms of our treatment and services that we provide, well, we're a fully functioning, fully licensed, dual diagnosis facility. And what that means is that we have the capabilities to treat someone that's not only struggling with a primary diagnosis of substance abuse addiction, but as is often the case, they have what's known as a co-occurring disorder. So they're typically struggling with some form of either depression, anxiety, we see a lot of trauma, ADHD, any other type of mental health diagnosis. We have the ability, because of our staff and our licensure, to treat both the substance abuse diagnosis and the mental health issue simultaneously. And that, you know, it used to be that each were treated independently, and we have the capacity to kind of target both at the same time. So we're not only dealing with the immediate substance abuse issue, but we're also able to dig deeper and get to the core of what might have been the catalyst for using substances or chemicals in the first place. In terms of the actual, what the treatment looks like, essentially we are, we open at 9 o'clock. We're open from 9 to 3. Throughout the day we offer group psychotherapy, group psychoeducation, didactic groups, experiential groups. Each patient that comes here is set up with an individual therapist or counselor, so that any of the issues that may be more personal in nature, or perhaps which the patient doesn't feel safe to discuss or disclose in group, they have the opportunity to meet the therapist and really have an ongoing therapy session in tandem with the group psychotherapy that they're receiving. In addition, we try to have a holistic approach, so that in addition to the standard or mainstream types of groups that we offer, we have both creative activity groups, which include music therapy, martial arts, art groups, gardening, spirituality groups, yoga, so that the patient is kind of receiving treatment not just for their mind and body, but also for the soul, so to speak. Because we bill ourselves as a kosher facility, we have a rabbi that comes in once a week, and he gives a class on spirituality. We are non-denominational. I just want to make mention of that. But we kind of focus, and this is what I think what makes us unique, is that we're the only facility in the Northeast that can bill ourselves as a kosher facility. So we don't have to bring in anything from the outside to supplement. We don't have to bring in kosher food or make special exceptions. Everything is built into our facility and treatment. That includes the holidays. We've had several patients come just for the Passover holiday to be in a controlled environment and also be able to maintain their cultural traditions within a controlled environment. So I'm highly, highly proud of the work that we do, and we've seen much success.
Yes, you actually, I know personally from clients that have gone to your program, the wonderful success that they are on their recovering journey. And I just want my listeners to know that it's just wonderful to know that there is somewhere close enough, no airplane from New York needed. It's outside, it's in Jersey, outside. How far are you from Lakewood?
We're about an hour and 15 minutes.
From Lakewood. And so there is a very important piece that my listeners should know, is that family involvement is so important in the treatment process. So there are many families that their family members, their loved ones, need to travel on a plane to get to a certain kind of rehab, possibly. And then they need to travel for the weekly family sessions, etc. The good part about your place is that it is very accessible by car. So Behavioral Crossroads, Recovery Crossroads is right here in Jersey, right nearby, but far enough from where the addict may be struggling. To get them out of the community and give them a chance to recover, to get clean. And like you said, the yoga, the being outside Brooklyn, outside New York, in a beautiful area with wonderful different kinds of activities that they have ongoing, is such an important piece to the calm mind when getting off of any substance, whether drugs or alcohol.
Absolutely.
I'd like you to give out your number, please.
Sure. Recovery at the Crossroads could be reached at 609-645-2500 and dial extension 118 for any questions or to set up any sort of appointment or intake.
Can you
and Rahama,
just describe?
Can I just go back to one point which you mentioned? I think that you raised a wonderful and very important point, and that is the family aspect. Any recovery center, any rehabilitation center, any professional that you speak to that's in the field will tell you that the more social support that you can have with someone who addiction is a really, in its essence, is really an isolating type of activity. And so essentially, as the addict continues in his addiction, they begin to completely cut off from all society, particularly those who are closest to them. And so the reintroduction of family in their treatment is paramount, and we actually look at that right away. In the event that someone, their core struggle is with their family or community, what we offer over here is when you walk into our facility, you have the opportunity to kind of have a corrective experience. You're met with clinicians that are wearing yarmulkes, they're Jewish, and so even if one's experience was not that healthy or not that good with either the community or the family, we offer you the opportunity through the rapport, through the alliance, through the love, care, concern, dedication that our counselors and therapists offer to correct that experience so that if in the past the family was in conflict with the individual, we slowly are able to correct it and bring them once again back into their lives. So really essential point that you raised.
I want to ask you about the admission process, please. A parental call, talk about the young adult, what happens next?
Sure. So in any good rehab, including ours, there are five critical components of effective treatment. The first, particularly if you're coming to our sober living house, it starts off with a phone screening. So if a parent has a teenager or an older child in crisis and they need to know where to go, the first phone call actually comes to me. I speak with the parent. I then end up speaking with the patient to get an idea of their level of motivation, where they're at, whether or not they need detox before coming to our facility, whether or not, because of the sober living is a 24-hour environment and they're living with other people, both, you know, we have a separate male campus and female campus. Even though everyone that's coming here struggles with the common issue of addiction, the chemistry amongst the people who are living with each other is really important. So during that initial phone screening, I kind of tease out whether or not the personality would fit with the current clientele that we have. If all of that goes well, then what we do is we set them up with an assessment or an intake so that the parent will be given a number to call, our number. An appointment will be set up where the patient will come either by themselves or with their parent if they so want, and we'll have a formal intake being performed on them to determine, number one, what exactly their diagnosis is, which allows us to know what type of treatment to provide for them. Remember, we provide individualized treatment, and so after the assessment, there's the patient treatment matching, whereby I look at the material, I look at the report that was taken, and I try to find the patient the perfect match, or that would with a therapist or a counselor, so that there would be a goodness of fit, a good chemistry between them, so that their individual work has chances for the most success. After that, the patient is admitted to services, and we provide them with all of our comprehensive services, and like I spoke about before, the groups and the individual therapy and the creative groups, etc. We also have a psychiatric nurse practitioner to be able to, if needed, to provide pharmacological interventions. So especially someone that has a co-occurring disorder, they're struggling with depression or anxiety, to provide them with the most appropriate medication to be able to deal with that. And then the fourth and fifth step are obviously as they move through the treatment, we provide relapse prevention. These are groups that look at and identify the specific things that will give the individual the greatest chance of maintaining their sobriety without relapsing. And the fifth component of our program is accountability. Accountability to the patients, accountability to the agencies, making oversight, making sure that my staff is supposed to be doing what they're doing, providing the necessary treatment, making sure the patients are satisfied, and to address any needs that may come up.
We have with us tonight the Clinical Director of Recovery at Crossroads in Turnersville, New Jersey, Mr. Shalom Augenbaum. Mr. Augenbaum, I'd like to ask you again, can you please give out the phone number for my listeners to be able to call and ask you the questions that they may have about their loved ones? And of course, it is anonymous. Nobody has to give their name until they're ready to actually talk about having their loved one admitted.
Absolutely. Our number at Recovery at the Crossroads is 609-645-2500. Extension 118.
And I just want to say a very special thank you to Behavioral Crossroads and Recovery at Crossroads for being one of our co-sponsors at our Sunday event, which we just had almost 300 people attended. We had a Viktor Frankl conference in Flatbush at Congregation Beth Torah. We had Howard Glasser, the author. He trained almost 100 therapists, professionals, on Sunday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., and it was an amazing program. And then we had him also speak for an hour during the lunch period for over 170 parents. And we had Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson, who gave words of chizuk to parents that are dealing with, struggling with their family members, their youth, not all addiction. MASK is not only about drugs and alcohol. It's very important that my listeners know that MASK talks about prevention. We're in the elementary schools. We have programs every day. Please call the MASK helpline from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. if you have any questions, or reach out to Shalom Augenbaum from Recovery at Crossroads and ask him about any of the addiction, possibly having your family member go either to Recovery at Crossroads or Behavioral Crossroads in Turnersville, New Jersey. Shalom, what is the message, the one thing you want parents to understand about when their loved one leaves an inpatient rehab, whether it's 28 days, 90 days, or even 6 months, how important it is for them to have a step down like a sober living and not go straight home from being in an environment that's enclosed, like Behavioral Crossroads? Can you talk about the benefits of transitioning before they go home?
Sure. I think every professional in the field will agree that to not have a step down, to go straight from rehab, an inpatient facility, straight home, is a sure recipe for relapse. It's absolutely crucial and essential, and I know that many members in the community, I've been involved in meetings as well, it's an area that there's still a void. We need to have effective and healthy step-down centers, including sober living houses, which is a transitional piece between when they leave a place like ours and before they actually are able to fully go home. It's absolutely crucial. To expect someone after 30 days of treatment to go straight from rehab and to be home without relapsing is it's just not going to happen. It will create you'll start right back to where the problem was.
Motivated client, it is difficult for them to do well when they transition out.
Yes, there needs to be a step down process. It's crucial. Addiction is a chronic disorder. And that means it's chronic. It will always exist. And so people cannot just go straight from a controlled environment. We are at the very least, all that they're getting being in a controlled environment is abstinence. They need to still get the skills of, number one, dealing with feelings that they've been numbing for all these times, learning how to deal with what to us might be minor frustration or stresses without using negative coping skills such as resorting to drugs or alcohol. And the only way that they could get this is by a slow trickle-down process whereby they go to a treatment center after they successfully complete, go to a sober living house, start to slowly get their feet wet into the community and reintegrating into the community, and then go back to mainstream living. Absolutely crucial, Rahama.
Right. Shalom, we only have a few minutes left, and I think it's important that my listeners know more about what are the main drugs of concern today that we're all struggling with in all over the world. Everybody is dealing with.
Well, you just have to turn on the news and you hear about the opioid crisis. I think that it's gained a lot of momentum to the credit of the state of New Jersey and all over. Nowadays kids are starting out not with just pot. It's not like this slow graduation from pot to harder drugs. They're starting out with the harder drugs. Pills, heroin, these are things that we're seeing at a much younger age, and these are highly, highly addictive drugs. So your question was which drugs to be on the lookout. The pills are really, really a crisis that we're seeing, because they're prescription. They're in all households to deal with pain management, and someone who has an addiction just has to go to someone's appearance or their friend's medicine cabinet, and it's right there in front of them. So I would really caution people to be on the lookout and to be very, very aware of the epidemic that's plaguing our community.
Right, and to lock up any medication, because there are people that tell us that they have guests that come to their house, and then they only realize afterwards that meds that were in their medicine cabinet or in the kitchen, in a cabinet or on a shelf, in a bathroom, or on a bedroom, on the dresser, has been stolen. We hear that every single day on our hotline. So please be sure, even if you're not misusing the meds, somebody in your family, possibly a friend or some visitor may be looking for them, someone that you would never even think or realize could be abusing the drugs or misusing drugs. So please, one message today, if I could leave everybody with, is that please watch your meds. Lock them in a safe place, that this way nobody gets them that shouldn't have them. I just want to say that Recovery at Crossroads understands how to help these young people that are struggling with addiction. They need to learn how to handle stress, dealing with their families. They need to learn how to set goals. They teach time management skills, making healthy decisions, understanding peer pressure, and most of all, developing self-respect, self-esteem, and create healthy boundaries within relationships. And I do want to say that Behavioral Crossroads and Recovery at Crossroads has a sterling reputation, and I suggest that anyone that has any issues that they're concerned with their loved ones to call. Again, Shalom, can I ask you to give out the number, please?
Absolutely. Call us at 609-645-2500, extension 118.
Thank you, Shalom. And, you know, our time flies when we talk on the radio. It seems to go so quickly. I want to thank you. I'm sure you'll be on again. And I want to thank everybody, all the staff at your at Crossroads, for all the work that you're doing with our young adults. And hope to have you again on our show.
Absolutely. Rahama, it was my pleasure and a real honor to be able to speak with you and your wonderful organization, MASC, which provides not only advocates for people and sets them up with the appropriate care that they're seeking, but also provides them with shows like this where they're able to have education, awareness. I think awareness is really the first step in terms of dealing with any of the problems that we're seeing today, particularly addiction. So thank you for allowing me to be part of this.
Hi, this is Zev Brenner. Nobody ever plans for an accident or an injury, but when it happens to you or your loved one, you need people who will help. If you or your loved one has recently been hurt, there is only one name and one firm that you should call, the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know them personally. For over 48 years, they have been fighting for injured people to get them the compensation they deserve for their injuries. When it comes to representing you and your loved ones, there is only one name, the Rothenberg Law Firm. If you've been injured, put the power, resources, and experience that only a multi-state law firm can deliver. Call 800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit them online at injurylawyer.com. The Rothenberg Law Firm, injurylawyer.com.
Yeah. Did you ever consider hosting your own radio or television show? We can help you get on the air. Talkline Communications works with broadcasters as well as with TV and radio stations in New York and nationwide that lease time, all at competitive rates. We work with doctors, lawyers, and other professionals, as well as with ethnic broadcasters. For more information about hosting your own radio or TV show, please call 212-769-1925. 212-769-1925. And out of New York, call 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW. That's 1-866-MY-TV-SHOW.